Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be giving you some news about liposuction that you're not going to like.
How do you know?
Because
I might like it.
All right. Well, guess how many people have plastic surgery for liposuction each year?
How many lipos are there a year?
About 500,000.
That's it? I would think it would be
costing
more.
About a couple thousand, at least, a pop, right? So do the math. How much does that run you?
I don't know.
That's a lot of money, right? That's
starts becoming real. It's Dr. Fitness money.
Well, apparently there were two researchers that looked into the success of what happens to people when they have liposuction. And this is typically not an area that gets studied. I mean, liposuction has been around since 1974. We have not
seen
this
back.
Data.
No, of course not.
Until now. But guess what's coming out?
It's breaking news.
The researchers have known this, but now it's finally getting out there. And they randomly assigned non-obese women to have liposuction on their thighs and on their lower abdomen, and or they had to refrain from the procedure, and they would serve as the controls.
Right.
Now, as a compensation, the women who were the control subjects were told that when the study was over and after they learned the results, they could still get the liposuction.
If they wanted.
If they wanted.
Right.
And the price would also be reduced for being part of the study.
Exactly.
So here's what they found for the people that that have been involved in the study. That the fat actually came back after it was suctioned out. It took a while. It took about a year. But guess what? It didn't come back where it was taken out of. It came back in different areas.
How do they know? Were they put
it was
marker
redistributed.
On it?
Well, there's
they got a marker.
There, it was redistributed. Well, when you study fat, this is something that's not easy to do. This is very difficult. It's a very costly study to do this.
So if you got it out of your stomach, it came back in your neck?
What they found is it was redistributed in the upper abdomen and also in the shoulders and in the triceps of the arms.
Oh, triceps wouldn't be bad.
Now, for the women don't like that.
Oh, I like triceps.
No, women don't like fat in their triceps.
Okay.
So this was a real, real well-done study. And what they found that this wasn't necessarily a case of, like, the technique that the surgeon used. Because it wasn't depending upon the outcome of the surgery. It depended upon the actual biology of the fat. It was the actual fat they were looking at. And The theory behind it is it looks like the body is trying to what they call defend its fat. If you lose it, even by dieting, it's going to come back. If you suck the fat out with liposuction, it's going to come back in some way, shape, or form.
It misses it.
Right. They've studied this in rats, and
how do the rats do?
The rats, the fat always came back in the rats.
Fascinating.
Like the women. And the rodents got their fat back in places other than the place where it was removed as well. They grew new fat cells to replace the ones that were lost. The same thing happened to the women who had the liposuction. And there's definitely a control mechanism of the number of fat cells. Fat cells seem to die, and the new ones seem to come.
So lipo is not the way to go. That's
well, fat cells live about 7 years, and every time a fat cell dies,
an angel gets its wings,
and another one is formed somewhere.
Oh, okay.
So they want to know, but why is this happening? Why is it that the fact that when you take fat out of the thighs, it's coming back in different areas? The theory behind it, it seems like because when you suck out the fat, when you do liposuction, it's a violent procedure. And somehow it affects the skin, the structure, the lattice structure of the skin and the tissue. And somehow when you kill those fat cells, it does some tissue damage. So
So you got to remember that if you're thinking about lipo.
But here's the most interesting part of the study. You're going to love this part. The woman who were in the study with the liposuction,
yes.
They're still happy.
Even though
they wanted the fat gone. Now, here's the other interesting part about this study.
Now they got to get it again in the new area.
The women that were in the control group,
right.
Even when the study ended, they knew what the results were and what was going to happen. Half of them still chose to have liposuction.
Of course.
Is that amazing?
That's
love it.
Amazing.
Love it.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's going to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.